4. How to make a mind map. In this section, we will guide you through making your very own mind map. We will also explore the different components we might use when producing this, and we'll also think about how we can use them effectively. There are lots of different reasons why we might create a mind map, but typically, we should be looking at expanding our current idea or concept. We also need to be familiar with the topic, or we might need to use mind maps to research this further. Once you have your topic in mind, you will need to use a series of questions to help you expand your thoughts. Ask yourself the following questions before you create your mind map. What is your overall goal or objective? Think about what your result will be and what you hope to achieve. For instance, if you are planning to write a book, then your goal might be to write your book within a certain amount of time. That's your result. What is my central idea? You can form your central idea based on your goal or objective. If writing a book is your end goal, then your central idea is your book. What do I need to know? Think about what information or knowledge you need in order to complete your mind map. Maybe you need to know things like the genre of your book, for example, and how many words or chapters you will be writing. This will give you a foundation, and you will begin to understand what you are planning. What questions do I have? Form some important questions that you need to answer when forming your mind map. Use how, what, when, where, why, and who questions, as this will start to expand your thoughts. Noting and brainstorming ideas. We will discuss brainstorming in detail in Chapter 5. It is important to recognize the significance of brainstorming or noting down our initial thoughts when forming a strong central idea or concept. A brainstorm can really help you to explore your ideas while they are fresh in your brain before they are finalized. You can note down and expand your ideas by branching off ideas from your central concept or idea. For example, you might decide you want to create a blog, but you might not know what theme you want to base this on. You could start brainstorming your ideas to narrow down your blog, and this will help you to form your initial idea. See below. Once you have some topic ideas, you can assess which will be the strongest. If we use the example again of blogging, you can ask yourself, which topic or topics do I know most about? What is my strongest topic? Where does my knowledge lie? You should then think of an end goal at this point. What do you want to achieve? Based on the example above, the end goal is to create a blog. You can then turn your thoughts into a central idea because once you know what you will be writing about, you know your end goal. You will have a theme and you can start to plan your pages, colors, themes, and blog posts. This is the information you can turn into a mind map. Create a mind map in 5 steps. When creating our first basic mind map, there are 5 simple steps we can follow. Step 1. Before you begin, you need to have paper, images, or you can draw these if you prefer, colored pens or pencils, and an idea. Alternatively, some people choose to create a mind map using computer software. There are specialist packages that you can buy, or you can use design packages like PowerPoint or Publisher. Step 2. First, you need to detail your central idea in the center of your diagram. This central idea is there to help you to think and expand your thoughts. Make it as colorful as you can. You could even use a diagram if you prefer. Your central idea will help you radiate your thoughts. Step 3. Add curved branches to your map that stem from the central idea. If you have started to note down ideas or brainstorm already, then you will know approximately how many subtopics will stem from your initial idea. A mind map is flexible, so you can always add further branches as you go along. Say, if your central idea is to start a teaching training business, for instance, Then you could map out your business model. Each branch would represent a product or service that your business offers. Say you offer 4 or 5, you can space them out around the central idea. You may decide later to add some further products or services. For instance, you could offer some teaching resources, and they could be added to your mind map at any time. You should color code your branches too, to help you know and understand what you're discussing. A mind map shouldn't restrict you. So, anytime you think of a further product or service, you should add these to your map. Step 4. You should use keywords or images, or both, to indicate your subtopic ideas. Now, although details are important, you wouldn't go into detail during this process. You would simply list words or images here, because a mind map is a collection of your thoughts, and it can also prompt or remind you. You can explore your ideas further later, but at the time of production, it's very important to just list keywords or images. Using a single word can help you to explore an idea further. For instance, if you wanted to start a business creating wedding invitations, but you simply used the word wedding or invitations, you could have so many ideas that stem from this. For example, you could create invitations for various occasions, so limiting yourself to wedding would not be necessary. You could have christening, birthday, anniversary, and event invites too. You may decide to take your business in a different direction. For example, you could focus on weddings. You could then look at including dresses, favors, venues, cakes, honeymoons, and gifts as an extra part of your business. Brainstorming this idea means that you could end up having a great idea, which results in business growth. Step 5. Once you've noted down your key words and/or images, you can review your mind map to see if any further ideas spring to mind. Our mind works in mysterious ways, and once we form one idea, we spark our thoughts and think of further ideas and concepts. You can use smaller branches to form further ideas from your initial subtopic ideas. Word association is useful here. If you see a word and it automatically makes you think of another, then add this to a smaller branch. Again, you could use images, colors, and shapes too, as these add energy to your map. This can also encourage your imagination and creative mind. Components of a mind map. A mind map mirrors the structure of the brain, and because of this, it promotes creative and radiant thinking. We discussed these in the earlier chapters. It is important to build a map in a way that helps you to organize your ideas effectively, and using the different components of a mind map can really aid its creation and help it make sense to you. In this section, we will look at how shapes, colors, lines, images, and keywords or text can bring your thoughts and ideas together to create a strong, visually appealing mind map. Shapes. Shapes are commonly used in a mind map to represent the different parts. Usually, an oval or cloud shape is used to identify the central idea or concept, and this is situated in the center of the diagram. Thick, curved lines, also called branches, are used to stem from the central idea of the mind map, and keywords are written along these to represent a subtopic or secondary idea. Thinner, curved lines, often called twigs, highlight further ideas from each of the subtopic or secondary ideas. They often have keywords written against them too, and they are often formed from word associations from the subtopic, secondary ideas, as ideas grow. Forming these shapes helps us to organize our ideas, as everything links together. We know what the subtopic's secondary ideas stem from the central idea, and then smaller, word-associative ideas flow from the subtopic, secondary idea, because everything is interconnected. Colors. Colors are also used to organize our ideas. If we have a pink branch that demonstrates our secondary ideas, then thinner twigs from this show that the other ideas are linked to an idea or a theme. Colors also enhance our learning ability. They bring vibrancy and attract our attention, thus encouraging further creative thoughts. Using colors can boost our learning and comprehension, and they also act as prompts. If we present a colorful map to others, it is more attractive, engaging, and it can appear more professional too. If our map and ideas are displayed in an artistic way, it can prompt us to think creatively. Lines. Lines are an important part of the mind mapping diagram. You are encouraged to use curved lines rather than straight lines because they flow easier and creative thinking is not linear. The curved lines represent the way that our thoughts emit from our brain and reflect its natural pattern. The thicker branches indicate our stronger ideas that stem from the central idea or thought. The smaller twigs indicate further thoughts based on the key words from the thicker branches. The lines indicate links between ideas and help us to form word associative patterns too. Images. Images are attractive to the eye, but they are also used to prompt our memory because imagery helps us to remember information. We can use pictures and images that mean something to us personally. You can hand draw or hand pick your images and pictures, and they can act as a verbal cue to boost your memory and mind power. They help you to recall information, facts, and ideas easily. You can use both words and images in your visual map. Text or keywords. Ideally, single words should be used when mind mapping, wherever possible. Many people think that being limited to one word is restrictive, but this can in fact empower you. You should write your keywords on the branches and twigs, following their curved structure, and you can even write the word in your color of choice for that particular idea or theme. We discussed earlier in this chapter that one keyword can prompt our creativity and thoughts, rather than prevent it. Allow the words to flow through your mind and free your thoughts. A well-structured mind map uses strong keywords and is visually appealing with colors and images can really aid the thought process. It can generate ideas and help you build a bigger picture so that you can coordinate any complex project with ease. Your mind map uses your thoughts and brain power to paint a picture in your mind, and this can increase the way you retain information. We become clear in what we must do to achieve our end goal, and that once complex project is planned so well, it makes sense and seems much simpler. A well-planned visual map can make us feel much more confident in ourselves and our abilities, because we know how we will move forward. Now we have an idea of how you can create a simple mind map, you should try this out. Once you can create a general mind map, the whole process will become easier, and you can start working on bespoke versions tailored to your specific style, topic, and needs.